Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And happy Martin Luther King Day to you and to those whom you love, Pastor Evans and to Reverend Monsma and to the Second Presbyterian Church and to the beloved community of Virginia Commonwealth University and friends. Good morning again. Thank you so much for this invitation to come and share a word on this wonderful day and this historical day for a great servant of God that we know as MLK or Martin Luther King Jr. Let us go to God in prayer. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, and fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O God, my rock and my redeemer. And all the people said,
amen,
amen and amen. Never man, the King James Version says, spake like this, is what I want to talk about today. Every age has its great prophets, speakers and preachers. There were the prophets Amos and Jeremiah. Amos who said, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And Jeremiah, who said, then I said, ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. But by the latter part of the 4th century BC, among the Greeks we have the great orators and speakers like Demosthenes and Aristotle. And among the Romans there are orators like Cicero and Quintilian. Then we come to the modern world with great speakers and preachers like Charles Spurgeon, Norman Vincent Peale, David McCracken, Gardner C. Taylor, Charles Adams, William Lloyd Garrison, the 19th century abolitionist on slavery, Frederick Douglass, Mordecai Johnson, and Bishop Desmond Tutu. We all have our favorite preachers and our favorite speakers, but never a man spoke like Jesus then or now. People were amazed at the teachings of Jesus. Luke 4:22 says, all spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said that no one else taught as he did. John 7:46 says, the officers answered, never a man spake like this man. These verses from Mark's gospel are an example of some of the ways Jesus taught. Sometimes he spoke plainly. On some occasions, Jesus spoke in parables. His meaning was veiled from casual or insincere listeners. His disciples, on the other hand, would think about those parables and find their inner meaning. On some occasions, he spoke on his death and in symbolic language. I have a baptism to undergo, he said in Luke 12. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, he said in John 3:14. But this time, he spoke plainly. He did not want the cross to be a surprise to his followers. He tried to prepare them for it. Even so, they were shattered by it. While we sometimes enjoy plumbing the depths of difficulty, we should spend most of our time asking the question, what does the Bible plainly say? There are enough plain passages to keep us occupied. For example, love your neighbors as yourselves. How can you love God whom you have never seen and hate your neighbors whom you see every day? Love your enemies. Keep my commandments. Trust me. Hope thou in God. Plain talk, yes. Never a man spake or spoke like this man. Sometimes he spoke bluntly. We are sometimes surprised at the way Jesus turned on the Apostle Peter and called him Satan. It must have shocked the disciples as much as it shocks us. It was intended to shock. It was shock therapy. It may also be that the severity of the response is partly due to the strength of the temptation. For Jesus was tempted to avoid the cross. The Garden of Gethsemane proves that. Sometimes, as humans, we do things that strengthen and magnify deeds that are wrong, evil, and deceiving. God has to speak to us bluntly and sharply because of what we have done that is displeasing in his sight. And because of the level of our wrongdoing matched with his disappointment and shock that we who often know better would do, we do anyhow. And so he speaks bluntly to us. Get thee behind me, Satan, he says. You are neither hot nor cold. I will spew you out of my mouth. You know, God has feelings too. And sometimes we hurt God's feelings. And he reacts and speaks bluntly. Sometimes he speaks cryptically. Did they understand what Jesus meant by taking up the cross? Certainly we fail to understand it. We say all sorts of things such as, that's a cross I'll just have to hear or bear. But Jesus meant it to be taken literally. Some of his followers would have to die for him. It is in the light of that the riddle of verse 35 suddenly makes a lot of sense. If you save your life, guess what? You're losing. Imagine a person who never takes any chances. He denies himself tasty foods lest he gains weight. He denies himself exercise lest he strains his heart. He denies himself fresh air. It might be polluted. He doesn't go out, for he might run over by a car, or hit by a bicycle, or be struck by lightning. And he loses his life by trying to save it. Jesus is not advocating recklessness here. He would not advise us to take unnecessary chances. But danger is a part of life for all of us. And it was very much a part of life for the first believers. Always he spoke practically. Every businessman must consider profit and loss. Some merchants will sell an item at a loss to get customers into the store, for they know that they can then sell those other things at a profit. Would it be worth it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? If it would not be a good deal to gain the whole world, it is certainly not a good deal if we gain some small piece of the world and still lose our souls. Yet people give up on eternal life for one more acre of land, or one more dollar in the bank account, or one more hour of fame, or one more moment of pleasure. It's a poor bargain. They make a very hard trade. There is one fair trade in this text, however. If we are ashamed of Jesus Christ, he will be ashamed of us. That's fair, I think. But if we confess him, he will confess us. And that is wonderful. However, Jesus speaks plainly, bluntly, cryptically, or practically. I need him to talk with me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. So over in the midnight hours of my life, I need to have a little talk with Jesus. I need to tell him all about my troubles. He will hear my faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. When I feel a prayer wheel turning, and know a little fire is burning, that's when I find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes it right? Yes, he'll make it right. When I've heard all the others speak his voice, his words alone will keep me, find me, touch me, and save this old world from sin and shame. I heard him speak one day saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Never a man spoke like this. He said, I have the keys of heaven. Hell and the grave are in my hands. Never a man spoke like this before. I heard him say, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Never a man spake or spoke like this man. I heard him say, a new commandment give I unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to the other. Never a man spoke like this man. I heard him say, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Never a man spoke like this man before or since. Today, the church, the nation, celebrates the life of a man. Many have said, never a man spoke like this man before. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The truth is, what he spoke on many occasions were the words of Jesus. I had an epiphany on the day that he spoke that great immortal speech, I have a dream. I was a college student at Howard University, just like many of you young people are students at VCU. And I walked from my parents' home to the Lincoln Memorial to hear this man speak. I had an epiphany. I had a change in my life to hear him speak. There was a sweltering crowd there that day. I never knew that I would remember it until this day. That's been 50 years ago now, or approximately thereof. I couldn't see him, but I heard his matchless words. And so that day there was this stand where on top of it were then ABC, CBS, and NBC. And all of the cameras were on Dr. King. And I was on the ground. I and a few other younger men mounted that scaffolding so I could get a clearer look at King. And my, what words came out of his mouth. I shall never forget it. And I tell it whenever I have the opportunity, that I even took pictures that may be worth something now, I don't know, of that great event. It was an epiphany for me. But I learned since then that King's words, like Jesus, were plain. blunt, cryptic, and practical. Like Jesus, his words would upset the status quo. His words were words of revolution. They demanded change of the social order. He was a prophet who quoted the prophets of the Bible and the words of the revered thinkers and philosophers of the ages. This man was a priest. This man was a prophet, a man whose name was King. Like Jesus, his words did get him into trouble when he spoke against the war, the Vietnam War, injustice, and poverty. Conversely, like Jesus, he spoke of peace, humankind, and the abundant life. This man of color was a prophet, an advocate for justice and peace. He spoke, I tell you, confidently about the beloved community and the destiny of mankind. I dare would compare King to Jesus. However, I would parallel him to him. However, at the same time, one must be careful because Jesus is divine and infinite, while Martin was carnal and finite. Nevertheless, Martin was a disciple of Jesus. A disciple of Jesus he was, one who died a martyr for the cause of garbage collectors, the indigent, the poor, and the disenfranchised, one who preached in the most distinguished pulpits of the world, telling the world about a Christ who redeems, speaking truth to power, telling heads of state, truth crushed to earth will rise again. He was a man, I tell you, who spoke and taught that only love can overcome hatred, bitterness, and fear. Dr. King often quoted the prophet Amos, "But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an overflowing stream." This man spoke like no other of his generation. Dr. King pursued his dream for racial equality by appealing to the conscience of his enemies. He taught us that a heart full of grace and love is just as important as an education. He believed in self-respect and dignity, even though he knew that there would be difficult days ahead. Dr. King said that war is never a victory, regardless of the outcome. Like Jesus, he was assassinated, killed for what he believed. In every era, God has chosen men and women to serve the needs of his people. Such a servant was Martin Luther King Jr., whose birth we celebrate. We are deeply thankful for the life of this 20th century prophet. As he believed, we believe that deep in our hearts, we shall overcome someday. And amen.